where we are sitting some years ago. These were the classrooms of Tinkerbell High School. It was divided in half, where there was a loft, and as many students and desks were on the bottom part as the top part. And the whole temple room was also classrooms of Tinkerbell High School. We used to illegally use it before the students came to class, before 7 in the morning. And that was Radha Gopinath Temple. And we Brahmachari stayed in a small room. But Srila Prabhupada wanted a temple here in Chaupati, Mumbai. And his desire to serve his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Sri Krishna has actually manifested like a lotus flower. A lotus blooms gradually. So in the same way, from a seed, everything gradually bloomed. Shri Radha Gopinath Gorni Thai Gopal all came to bestow their mercy. And little by little, each and every one of you came. Congregation, Brahmachari Ashram. The substance of everything has always been the sincerity of the surrender of the devotees. Perform sadhana, to serve, and to cooperate. The only master plan we really had for this temple was those principles, to somehow or other try to inculcate in people's hearts the desire to sincerely perform their sadhana, to serve without ulterior motives, and to cooperate. That is the foundation. In architectural, structural engineering, especially in India where there are earthquake zones, a foundation is extremely important that can withstand and endure possible and sometimes inevitable storms, calamities, tragedies. Our community here has passed through many possible calamities, tragedies, but they never really seemed very significant. Situations that can cause a community to totally collapse. We've been through all of them. But somehow or other, they never really seemed to be so serious. Because all of you have chosen this foundation to be sincere, perform our sadhana, to serve without ulterior motives, with enthusiasm, and to cooperate. And as long as we just follow these principles, nothing can stop our progress from expanding and expanding, both in quality of each individual's hearts, as well as in quantity of attracting more and more souls to the path of pure devotional service. That foundation is Srila Prabhupada's desire. That is what he has given us. It is simple. If we can fight endlessly about details of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. But the simple foundational principle are these things. To sincerely perform our sadhana. To serve with enthusiasm, without ulterior motives, and to cooperate. Brahmacharya Ashram has been quite a miracle of Srila Prabhupada's divine grace. Years ago, this ashram initially was in tremendous chaos, filled with corruption. But there were just one or two who imbibed these principles. And gradually, others left, and this foundation was expanded. And over the years, from just about 3-4 brahmacharis, our brahmacharis went to other cities in Maharashtra. Brahmacharis went to Pune and Aurangabad, Baramati, Nigri. Brahmacharis went to Belgaum, Kolhapur. It's all brahmacharis. Many got married. Many remained brahmacharis. But because this principle of sincere sadhana, sincere service attitude without ulterior motives and great enthusiasm, and cooperation, it has attracted such intelligent, serious spiritual seekers, transformed so many lives. It's not easy. Some of you are living in Pune, some in the Govardhan Eco Village, some close by, some here in Chaupati, Mumbai. And each place has its unique challenges. Who wants to be a monk in the center of a major city? Very much overcrowded, with all kinds of different people from everywhere coming every day. Sometimes sleeping on a floor, sometimes being shifted to another place. Sometimes devotees have been through so much. All of you. But because you have this gratitude for the simple things that Srila Prabhupada has given you. You are all being incredibly empowered. Empowered beyond your own capacity to even understand. We cannot be grateful without cultivating sincere humility. Without this humility and gratitude, we simply cannot be sincere in our sadhana, in our service, and it will be impossible to cooperate. On this day, I sincerely thank His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, for giving us all together these incredible gifts, the opportunity to serve Him together. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is so exalted, so important, so historical. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna who wants to taste the love of Sri Radha and to distribute that love in the material world in the age of Kali. And he only does say so once in a daytime of Brahma. It's very rare. Srila Prabhupada, he has come to give that gift. And out of all the billions of people living on planet Earth, and out of the countless quadrillions of living entities living on this little planet Earth, and all of the limitless living entities living within this universe of Brahma, we're allowed together to serve this mission. We should not allow our petty little desires or our petty little differences to blind us of the incredible good fortune we have. Srila Prabhupada has given us that good fortune. Let us be thankful. Servant of the servant of the servant. That is what every true Vaishnav prays for, strives for, and is supremely grateful to receive. Because in that spirit, the real enthusiasm and taste awakens in our heart for loving service. And especially deep faith in Krishna's holy names. Srila Prabhupada told devotees, if you simply have complete faith that Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that he's none different than his name, then you will become perfect. Krishna does not give that faith unless we are sincere to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you, Bhai.